All right, guys, there's a lot to cover tonight, even though there's not so many pages in Hilchos Tzitzis Mincha. Nevertheless, there's a lot to be mivar to really understand what's going on over here. We have to get to the sources and understand it well. I'll try and be as clear as possible and as quick as possible, but I need you guys to bear with me and hold on. There'll probably be a lot of questions. Just try and hold them off of the breaks. I'll try and explain to everything. If I don't get to everything, you might have to go over a few minutes. We're starting a little bit late, but there's nothing really that's after us. So I go all night long. Okay. Speak to myself. Okay. Here we go. Some of the halachos that we've covered tonight, we've seen already previously. Like this first halacha on Siman Reish Lamed Beis Sif Aleph, Mashad Dechuka. If the hour is pressing, let's call this Shkia is coming. We'll understand this later on after we understand when the end of Tefillah's Mincha is, when the Zman is. But let's say Shkia is approaching, the Shaz Dechuka Yispalu Belachash. So the mincha ketzara, the hechi kedusha of the mechaber, is that everyone says tefillah b'lachash together tefillah b'sibar. Then afterwards the shliat tzibar repeats what I say until hakel hakadosh. The main shir is beyond ligmar yudchas brachos. So there's not enough time to finish all yudchas brachos for the shliat tzibar. So I'll stop after hakel hakadosh. And that will be the tefillah kasara of the mechaber. V'yesh yomrim, the Rama says, she spalal shliat tzibor imakal b'kol ram. V'cheinu agin, and those who say that the better tefillah kasara is that the shliat tzibor will say with the kal all together b'kol ram. The Mishnah Berurah explains this means until hakel hakadosh. We'll say it all together b'kol ram. V'cheinu agin, and that is the minhag the Rama brings down, where that's the minhag where, but he throws in Ayin Lalsim and Kukach of Dal Tzibayz, which over there, Mishnah Berurah points out, and in, I believe it's in Simon Kuftes, you see over there that the Rama brings down another Minog, and actually, Chassin? Over there the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Iker Minog is really a third way of doing it. And that is that the Shliat Tzibor starts and says until Hakel HaKadosh, and then everyone starts together the Shmona Esrei after that way. Lamaisa, Svardim do like the Rama over here. Svardim, when they do Tefillah Ketzar, they're more machmer by Tefillah Ketzar. Ravadia is more machmer that he's not so happy with Tefillah Ketzar unless it's Mamashas Techak. However, Ashkenazim do really do, most Ashkenazim do like the Mishnah Berurah says over there in Siman Kuf Chav Dalad, and the Rama sounds like in Siman Kuf Tes. That the Shliat Tzibor starts until Hakel HaKadosh, and then everyone goes in after and starts the Shmona Esrei afterwards. However, if one wants to do like the Rama over here, they are allowed to do it. They can do it like that also. So long as they're going to be able to have fun. The Shliat Tzibor is not some people who like to speed through the first paragraph, and therefore people cannot catch up with them to say it along with them. As long as they can have kavana, they can go ahead and daven with them. So either those minhagim are fine. And we've discussed this before in Chabura. Really, Maker Adin, it sounds like, oh, you see over here from the remote, from the Machabra already, this is really only a din, b'shas techak, for do mincha katsara. However, many yeshivos around the world, yeshivas kadoshas around the world, are knowing to do mincha katsara for various reasons. I don't want to get into now, but there are many different reasons why they're knowing to do like that. And then this is the din to do it like this, tefillah ketzara. Okay, one thing I just want to point out over here in this sieve is the Be'er Heitev over here, which is really not so significant right now, but it's going to come some significant much later on in Shir. Just to point out, if you look at Be'er Heitev Aleph, right at the end, the last line of Be'er Heitev Aleph, it says, if HaRizal lo haniach la'amram b'kol ram, ela b'lachash. The Rizal did not let this heter of this tefillah of this mincha ketzara at all. He made you do a complete Shmona Esrei and Chazar Aseret. V'achar kach b'kol ram. First you do a tefillah b'lachash, then you do a tefillah b'kol ram, which is the Chazar Aseret. Hafilu achar shkia sachama, even if it's going to be after shkia. Hafilu b'erev Shabbos, even if it's going to be erev Shabbos. So let's leave that Arizal in our pockets right now, and we'll leave it for later on, which is going to come really the minhag of the Hasidim nowadays to be makel for mincha after Shkia. Okay, that's Sif Aleph. Let's see Sif Beis now. Okay, before we see Sif Beis, I'm just going to read you the Mishnah. It's complicated, and that's why anytime you see it, the Mishnah Berurah is going to give you an introduction to a Sif. Number one, it's very kedai to go through it. That's why I think I put it on the Mar Makomos. You should go through it, because really, it's going to be almost impossible to understand the Mechaber without it. And number two, you know it's going to be complicated. You know it's going to be complicated, even if you do read the introduction. So let's see like this. The Mishnah says like this. Lo yashav adam lifnei asapar somach lemincha. So one should not sit down in front of the barber close to mincha time. Ad sheit palel until he davens. Lo yikaneis adam lemerchatz v'lo borsaki. A borsaki is a leather tanner. V'lo le'echol v'lo le'din. If they start, then you're not masik. Fine, that's the Mishnah. And the Gemara right away asks, "Hi, samach lemincha? Which samach lemincha are you talking about? Ilei lemincha gedola? Am I lo?" So the suffix over here in the Gemara is the suffix that we have to deal with, the Rishonim are going to deal with over here. Is number one, we have to bar two things. Number one, which mincha are we talking about, samach lemincha? Are we talking about mincha gedola or mincha katan? So maybe this is the time, I was going to explain it later on, but maybe right now is just to get down to us our definitions. Let's get this down to definitions before I'm throwing out these terms to make sure that everyone understands it. Mincha Gedola is the 6.5 hour of the day. 1.5 hour after Chatzos. Chatzos is the 6th hour of the day. Half hour later, it's called Mincha Gedola. It's called Mincha Gedola. You would think the Mincha Gedola should be the later one because it's Gadol, but Mincha Gedola means because Oda Yom Gadol. You still have a lot of the day still to remain. That's why it's called Mincha Gedola. That is the 6.5 hour of the day. Okay? Let's say on a perfect day it will be 12:30 in the afternoon. Okay? And a perfect 12 hour day, 12 hour night, 12:30 in the afternoon, let's say. Okay? That is Mincha Gedola. Mincha Katana is the 9.5 hour of the day. So 3 hours later, we were talking about Shas Zmaniot. Zmaniot is you split up the day into 12, the daytime into 12 equal chalakim. So the 9.5 hour day, that's Mincha Katana. Okay? Plaga Mincha is the halfway between, plag means halfway, halfway between Mincha Katana, the 9.5 hour, until Shkia, which is the 12th hour. Right? So that 9.5 between 12 is what? 10 hours and 45 minutes. Okay, that is plag mincha. That's mincha gedol, mincha katana, and plag mincha. Fine. Now, are we talking about it here that a person should not sit in front of a barber, go to the leather tanner, go to din, or eat a sudo? Is this before mincha gedola, or this is this mincha katana? That's number one. And number two, are all these things, are these big procedures or little procedures? Meaning, are we talking about a regular haircut, or are we talking about a haircut, if you go to these $150 barbers that cut one hair at a time, and it's going to do all that. A really, really special haircut, like the Gemara explains, like a special haircut they used to have back in that day. Or better for that matter, for us to understand easier, are we talking about a suda gedola, like a chasna, like you're going to a chasna, like a suda like that? Or are we talking about any time suda, you sit down to have a cheese sandwich, is that considered already a suda that we're talking about to Machmas? So that is what we're going to mivara right now in the Rishonim. So it's like this. It's like this. The Rambam and the Rif paskin, Maisa, there's 2 days in the Gemara, they paskin that even a Suda Katana, Somach Lemincha Gedol Azasa, they're the most machmer. 12:30, or even a half hour before that, Somach Lemincha, sorry, Somach is a half hour. A half hour before Mincha Gedola, they hold it's usher to have any type of Suda. That means you're not allowed to eat a cheese, sit down for a cheese sandwich a half hour before Mincha Gedola. That's the shita of the Rif and Rambam. That they are the most machmer shita. I'm going to say over 3 shitas just to make it easier because I know for myself I got all mixed up. So that's the first shita. Rif and Rambam was very easy, right? Small suda, samach lemincha gedola, also the most machmer. Rabbeinu Tam says like this. Only a Suda Gedola, like a chasna, like we said before, is Aser Samach Lemincha Gedola. The only thing Aser Samach Lemincha Gedola really is only a Suda Gedola. Okay? You should not sit down in a chasna meal
at 12 o'clock until you daven. You should daven mincha first, right? And a suda, only time a suda ketana is going to be asur is samach lemincha ketana. But samach lemincha gedola at 12 o'clock, you want to sit down for a cheese sandwich or something like that, you would be allowed to according to Rabbeinu Tam. So once again, suda ketana is mutter until samach lemincha ketana, and only suda gedola is asur at the earlier stage. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That's going to be the first day that's brought down in the Roma. Once again, Rabbeinu Tam holds like this. A small suda is mutter all day long until you get to Samach L'mincha Ketana. Okay? Until Samach L'mincha Ketana, that means until the ninth hour of the day, you can have a small suda not worrying about that you're getting to mincha problems. The only time it's usher to have a suda, and the earlier time, Samach L'mincha Gedola, is a large suda, like a chasna. Like a chasna. Okay, even a Suda Shabbos is not considered a mincha Suda Gedola. Rav Nachman said Suda Purim would be considered a Suda Gedola only for the fact that people are getting drunk. Or possibly getting drunk, possibly. We'll learn later on Hillel's Purim whether they're getting drunk or not. But whether they're getting, so something like that, so sometimes we're afraid that someone might get drunk and he's going to carry on with his Suda. Therefore, that would be usher to start Mincha Gedola. You should daven Mincha before Suda Purim. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam. There's another two shitas I'm just gonna. They're more makel legamre. Let's say that's the last two shitas over here at Ramah. And they're basically gonna matter basically everything. Everything's gonna be mutter except for a suda gedola, samach lemincha ketana. To have a chasna at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever it comes out to be that day, 9 hours into the day, a half hour before mincha ketana, you cannot sit down for a chasna suda until you daven mincha. Okay, only that is also a small suda is even mutter all the way, going to be even close to shkia, it's going to be mutter. And a big suda, even samach l'mincha gedola, that's also going to be mutter. Let's say those are the three shitas to make life easier. Now, that's clear. Rif Ramam, the most machmer, even a small suda, samach l'mincha gedola is aser. Rabbeinu Tam is sort of the middle shita that a big suda a small suda is mutter all the way till mincha ketana, and only a big suda is aser by mincha gedola. And then we have the most makel shita that the only thing that's going to be aser is a big suda, a chasna samach l'samach l'mincha ketana.
Who says this?
It's like the shita of the Ri and the Mordechai. It's not really. It's sort of combining those two shitas, but the Ramah does it, so that's why I'm combining them. Okay. Now let's see this inside. And see how we pass it. Lo yeshiv adam Rish Lama Basic base. Lo yeshiv adam li stop here, samach lemincha ad sheyispalel. One should not sit down to get a haircut, samach lemincha until he davens. Velo yikanes lemerchatz, velo leborski, not to the tanner, velo ledin, not to be judged, velo lecho, all these things are things that last for a long time. Afilu suda ketana samach lemincha gedola. Even a small suda samach lemincha gedola. Whose sheet is that? Rambam and the Rif, the most machmer shita. Fine. Vim hitcho ba'achas mikol elu inu masik avu pishitcho b'isser. So this is straight from the Mishnah. It said if you even though it's usher to do, but if you start it, you don't have to stop in the middle. So that's what he's passing over. Vim hitcho ba'achas mikol elu inu masik avu pishitcho b'isser. Bushei shos b'yom lispalo achar shigmar sudaso malakto. So long as he's going to have time to still daven mincha. If it's 5 minutes before shkia or 10 minutes before shkia, obviously he has to stop to daven mincha anyways. But if he started b'itzer and there's not enough time to daven, he has to stop his meal right away, stop his haircut in the middle, even got one side of his head cut, stop it right there, and daven mincha. Okay, now he goes through what is considered the beginning, like you already started. When's the beginning of a haircut? Puts the apron on his lap. But chalas merichatz, when's the beginning of a merichatz? Mishiv shulavush alayin, when you already take off your outer jacket. But chalas borsaki, the beginning of the leather tanning. Mishiyikshar beged bank taifav kederach borsakim. They used to put this some type of beged in between the shoulders, like the borsakim used to do. But chalas din, the beginning of din is imay asukin bo. If they already started the judgment, mishiyatku balidim liton. Then it's when the balidim start giving tainus. Im lo ayu asukin bo, if they did not. They're not osek in the din yet. Mishit atwa dayanam, when the dayanam put on their talis. Uladidan, nowadays, what is considered Hatchalas Din? Mishyeshva Adai Teladun, when they sit down, ready to judge. But Hatchalas Achila, what's the beginning of Achila? Mishyitol Yadav, when he washes his hand. This is going to be important when we get to Hilcha Shabbos later on. This is a Shita of Nevin, so I think it's totally on this din. What's Hatchalas Achila? Mishyitol Yadav, when he washes hands. That's the Shita of the Machaber. The Machaber passes black and white, like the most Machaber Shita, like the Rambam and the Rif, like he does many times, that it's going to be usur to start a suda ktana samach l'mincha gedol. That means one is not allowed to have lunch. Once a half hour hits before mincha, he is not allowed to have lunch until he davens mincha. Okay, that's the sheet of the mechaber. B'yesh chok in the Ramah says, it's free lo did suda ktana mutter. That a suda ktana is really mutter. Ve'ino asa rak besudas nesuna no milo. This is whose sheeta? Rabbeinu Tam. They hold that only a suda ktana is really a suda ktana is mutter. Only time it's going to be usher to have a suda that samach lemincha gedola is a large suda nesuna o bris milo. V'yesh amrim dafilu suda gedola samach lemincha gedola shari, even a suda gedola samach lemincha gedola shari. V'yesh amrim the suda ktana. Those who say even a small suda samach l'mincha k'tana shari, this is the sheet as I told you before. The only thing that would come out aser would be a suda gedola samach l'mincha k'tana. And the Ramah says v'nagu l'hakel k'shtei asvaros. The minhag is to be mekel like these two svaros. The hainu besuda gedola samach l'mincha gedola, a big suda samach l'mincha gedola is motor. Besuda k'tana and a small suda samach l'mincha k'tana is also motor. After our time, possibly the reason the minhag developed like this, mishum da ashav korin lebeis haknesses, because people get called to the beis haknesses. The shamash calls out mincha, mincha, when it gets close to mincha time, and it gives people enough warning to get to the beis haknesses. So therefore, we're not afraid people are going to forget about mincha. We're not afraid people are going to be poshea and not daven. My little son paytet meal. However, now the Ramah throws in after he being mako. But nevertheless, besuda gedola by asudas chasana, let's say, yesh lahachmer afilu samach l'mincha gedola, he should be machmer afilu samach l'mincha gedola, v'afilu im hitcho kodun lachin, even if he started the suda beforehand, kishmegia mincha ketana, when mincha ketana comes, v'ashahu beretz, tzarech lakum lipal, he should get up and daven right away, because they're afraid he's going to miss mincha. Fine. That's how the Ramah paskins. And he says that's minagol. The minagol is to be meikol, even by the suda ketana, samach l'mincha gedola, samach l'mincha gedola, and even by suda ketana by samach l'mincha ketana. However, you see meforesh over here. What's the reason why the Ramah is meikol? He said the reason the Ramah is meikol is because it's kriyas hashamish. Because the shamish calls out, tells people about mincha. Nowadays we don't have such a thing. So nowadays, Tzarachin, where do we have the right to make like these last two svaros? And if you see further, more than this, the Bir Halacha points out in Dira Maslov Yesh Cholkim. He says, Me'ikr Adin. He says, Va'ayim B'Bir Agra, second line, Shekatav De'ikr K'dei Azu. He's referring to Rabbeinu Tam. The Ikr is like the day of Rabbeinu Tam. Not like the last two dins that we can make all like. He comes out the Bir Halacha, sounds like Maker Adin. He wants to say one should only be Sumach on Rabbeinu Tam. Sumach on Rabbeinu Tam. However, there is a smach that one can make nowadays even for the last two kulos. The reason for this being is that Achmarim bring down Ramosha Feinstein to bring this down. It's also bringing down, brought down in Shmir Shabbos Kiel Chasab Perik Nun Vav Ha'ar Yud Beis, not Peshim Rosh Hamazaman, but he does bring it down. That we're Somech on a Shart Sian. This is Shart Sian in Reish Lamed Hei Yud Tes. That's not referring to this din completely, but it's referring to a different din that I don't want to get into right now. But over there, it brings in the Kula of someone who has a Minah, a minyan kavua. Someone has a minyan kavua that he always davens at, then one could possibly have a kula that he could make for certain dinim. Over here, Ramosha and Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa want to put this heter on that just like Kriyas HaShamash is going to remind someone to go daven Mincha, so too if they have a minyan kavua that they always daven at, that's like Kriyas HaShamash, and therefore they could be makel, just like the Ramah said that one can be makel, and therefore he could be makel to eat a regular suda. He could eat lunch all the way up to Samach L'Mincha Ketana for sure, even past that time. He could go ahead as long as he's going to have time, he has a mini kavua that he normally davens at later on, he could still eat his suda up until that point. Up until that point. And that is what most of the olam is makel for. I'm not sure what the Sephardim do. I assume for sure in yeshivas you're makel to because of Bittul Torah and so like that in the yeshiva schedule that you rely on the Ramah over here, but I don't know what Sephardim do normally if they're makpid on this mechaber. It's a huge chumrah. It's not a chumrah, it's a huge dinta. And it really takes over someone, could take over someone's life. The mamash can't eat lunch until they daven mincha. Anyways, however, most Ashkenazim are makel, but one should know, one has to point out that the kula only applies for someone who has a kula, only someone who has a minyan kavua that he always davens in, then he can rely on these last two heterim. If he does not have a minyan kavua to daven in, he is not allowed to be relying on these things. And therefore, someone does not have a minyan kavua, one is not allowed to eat lunch, samach l'mincha ketana. Once mincha ketana hits, you're not allowed to have a real suda. You can't sit down and wash and have a sandwich at that point. One of that. If he has a minyan kavua, then he has what to rely on. Even though Rav Nevinson was not so crazy about the heter. And one other heter that one could possibly have is if he sets an alarm clock. He sets an alarm clock, or he has a shomer. If he has someone who reminds him, who comes to remind him that to daven mincha, that's another way, that's another heter that one could have. Or he sets an alarm that, according to Rav Nevinson, is good enough also for this heter to rely on in order to do these things, samach l'mincha. But it's a real din, it's a mishnah in Shabbos. One has to be makan his din. Unfortunately, sometimes when there's certain kulas, people forget about the din altogether, but the din stands, and one should has to be careful of this. And we'll get back to this. It's going to be the same dinim when we get to Hilchos Marav next week, Bezrat Hashem.
It's not only on Shabbos, every day.
What?
Not only Shabbos, every day.
This is every day. We're not talking about Shabbos. This has nothing to do with Shabbos. We know Hilchos Tfilas Mincha. Okay, that's clear? Clear as it's going to be, yes. Maybe, yes. Okay, it's clear. If you have a mini kavua, if you have a mini kavua, or you have a shomer, or you have a clock, Ashkenazim can be meko, that they could even have a suda katana up until samach le shkia, even. And by suda gedola, one should try and be mach like the end of the Ramah, and not to get involved with these things, you should try and daven mincha beforehand. However, for sure, when mincha ketana hits, you for sure can go ahead and daven mincha. And Rav Nevinson point out, by sudas purim, one has to be machmer to daven mincha before the suda starts. If it's quick.
Yeah, what mincha's got to be
louder? Well, we didn't get there yet. Okay, Siv Gimel. Va'adas alechol suda ketana hainu kishokovea l'suda. That which is asur to daven, that to eat a suda ketana, that's when you're kovua for a suda. Avalitom, I know Achilles Paris mutter, but to just have a little snack, like some peros or a candy bar, something like that, one that is mutter, l'kuli alma at all points. V'u'adin l'achol pas, kebetza, kederach shadam ocha, blo kova, mutter. Also to eat pas, as kebetza or less, that's also going to be mutter. Basically, the dinim over here are going to be mashav, sedzim, and tof, reish, lamatez, and elcha sukkah. Whatever you can eat outside of a sukkah, you won't have any problems of eating samach l'mincha. Those are never going to be problems. But whatever you're chayv to eat in a sukkah would be what we're talking about in the siman will be considered even when we say suda ketana, we're talking about a suda of bread more than a kibetza. The same thing if you're going to have sit down for a lunch that doesn't consist of bread, but it's a real suda, just like in siman tafrei shlamatet, the Mishnah Berurah's machmer over there that one should eat in a sukkah. So too over here, the dinim would apply of siman reish lamed beis siv beis would apply for that also. Okay, that is Simon Reish Lama Beis. Let's take a break right now and we'll do Reish Lama Gimel after.